Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So the Texans are putting asses in seats, man, at least on couches in front of televisions. Ooh. On Sunday nights in week 10. Yeah, 19.3 million viewers on average for the Texans' 26-23 loss
Is
to
that
the
a
Lions.
Lot?
Well, Seth, it's funny you ask. If you want some contextualization for that,
yeah.
It is the most watched Week 10 Sunday Night Football game since 2019. So it's the most watched. I'll even make it sound spicier. Put a little more confectionery sugar on it. It's the most watched Week 10 Sunday Night Football game of the 2020s. How about that?
Oh, yeah, that's better. That sounds even better.
Yeah, of this decade. Yeah. Of this decade.
Yeah, of this entire decade.
Of this decade so far, yeah. Do you want to hear what the other matchups were and see if...
Yeah, let me see who these... what mighty Titans they took down.
These are the games that the Texans and the Lions were sexier than on Sunday. Last season, it was a Week 10 battle between the Las Vegas Raiders and their interim head coach, Antonio Pierce, versus the Zach Wilson quarterbacked New York Jets.
Yeah, that's right. We beat some name brand quarterbacks there, Sean.
I think this might have been right after they fired Josh McDaniels in Vegas that game. I think it might have been the next week. So the sexier than that game, I would say. 2022, you had the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
With defensive coordinator DeMeco Ryans.
Yeah.
At the Los Angeles Chargers.
All right. Yeah.
Not the Rams. Rams
would have been a big, big deal.
Yeah.
Chargers, not so much.
Not so much. 2021, Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
Now, this is the Chiefs when they were still just a single-time Super Bowl winner in 2021. Yeah. A scrub
Losers.
Franchise. They were at the Raiders that year. That was a... was a Derek Carr joke.
I'm surprised that's still always a natural.
I am too.
Huge fan base with the Raiders, also.
Yeah, and I am too. This one on paper sounds like one where you're like, wow, they beat this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2020. New England at Baltimore. You go, wow, okay, New England at Baltimore. But 2020, COVID year, that was the Cam Newton Patriots.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Which almost doesn't even register in my brain as it ever happening. Yeah. I always, in my mind, it's like Cam played two or three games for the Patriots, I guess. And it's because of that, how weird everything about that COVID year was.
Yeah.
I still, every now and then I'll see a highlight from that year and you catch a glimpse of where the stands are empty. And it's kind of jarring, and it was just so surreal.
Yeah, you and I don't think we ever did a home game. We did one
home
game.
It was the Minnesota one, right?
Was it the Minnesota one or the Baltimore one? It was one of the O'Brien games. It might have been the Minnesota one. It might have been the Minnesota one. But we did one, maybe two, but I think just one game from the stadium, and so we did studio pregame and postgame all year that year. They wouldn't let us in. to the stadium, which I didn't have a big problem with.
No, but it was always just, it was empty. And,
yeah, it was weird.
But for a few people. And but anyway, that's...
Those are the sexy games the Texans beat, but like a drum, with 19.3 million viewers. This little stretch of primetime games, the Texans have kind of... I really would like them, obviously, to win one of these games, and they're primed to win one here. The Cowboys are a mess right now. But it really is like they've almost been like a Forrest Gump team in this whole thing. Like, they have found themselves in the middle of big storylines with these games. You know, like with the Jets, you know, the Jets were in the middle of, you know, not in the middle of, but they were just post firing their coach and Davante Adams, and their season's teetering on the brink at 2-6. Like, a lot of soap opera. The Lions game. I think they caught the Lions on the week where everybody was starting to get all in on this being the best team in all of football. Like, the Lions, they're the hottest team, you know?
Yeah, and it was, those ratings are driven much more by the Lions side of it and the intrigue over them as a team. And that it was, they had to come back. So, yeah, you've got the most buzzworthy team in the NFL right now, and they made a huge comeback.
And they made buzz. Yes.
That part of it, it was just a really good game. And the way they calculate these, it's like average viewer. So the amount of time people watch matters. There were a lot of reasons to stay watching in that game.
There sure were. And now you got this Cowboys game coming up, and I can't look at the TV in our studio for more than 5 minutes without a Cowboys story popping up.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama going on with the Cowboys right now, as there will be for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so it's kind of strange. It hasn't just been three straight primetime games. It's been three straight primetime games that all have been like right at the nexus of the NFL news cycle.
The other thing, when it comes to the broadcasting stuff and everything, which I don't know if this was more interesting to me than I thought it would be. Netflix announced that they have sold all the advertising for the two games that they're going to be broadcasting on Christmas
Day. Oh, yeah?
One of which is the Houston Texans. And it was one of those headlines where I was like, I basically got the introduction, the plot, and the conclusion all at once there. I didn't know that was a thing, but I'm happy that it happened. Apparently, I don't know, people had questions about, hey, Netflix doesn't sell advertising for their stuff.
Yeah.
So, that's a big part of it. Is there going to be enough demand for it and what have you? And apparently there was.
Are you looking at an article for this or just like
I was
like
earlier today. Yeah.
Did you happen to see what they're charging? Like, what type of prices by any chance?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah. I'm curious about that.
If they're giving like big discounts or something.
Well, or just, I'm just curious what the demand is, you know, like what the advertiser expectation. I have no idea what to expect from these Netflix broadcasts on Christmas. they're outsourcing everything. You know, the announce teams and the production of it, like it's all.
Yeah.
So I expect it to be good, or else they wouldn't be hiring these outlets to be doing it. I'm just and we won't really get to consume the broadcast part of it until afterwards, you and I, because we'll be up in the press box watching the game.
So Netflix is leaning into the live sports broadcasting.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson
Saturday
fight.
Baby. Yeah.
That's right. I'm ashamed of myself for
you gonna watch?
To get excited about that. I think
Why?
What's that?
Why are you embarrassed about getting excited about it?
Because it's just I don't think it's going to be a good fight. I think it's going to be Mike Tyson like trying to remember not to, like, he really doesn't want to injure anybody for however many rounds they're going, and he's going to toy with them, and it's going to be
it's going to be a spectacle. Who cares if it's not the gold medal Olympic boxing match?
Yeah, is it going to be that much of a spectacle? I feel like Tyson had actual hate in his heart for Jake Paul and like wanted to prove something, then it would be a spectacle.
I'm talking about the whole thing. Not just the fight. The whole thing is going to be a spectacle.
You know,
the introductions, the marches down to the ring, the interviews. Like this is the WWE in me. You know what I mean? Like this is more like Jake Paul's brother, Logan Paul, is a WWE performer. Like this is the world they live in. You know?
I just said, well, you know what? They're not doing a good job of Sean. Hmm. They're not doing a good job of selling it because the pro wrestlers don't like. Give a little, we're just playing smirk at the end of everything.
No.
I'll see these things that are clear.
Yeah.
They're clearly trying to make it look like Jake Paul and Mike Tyson hate each other. And then you watch them at the end of the video. They're both kind of like, that was funny. guys, cut the video a little earlier so I can try to act like they genuinely hate each other.
We are getting paid. We are getting paid. That's what it is. That's the smirk. And you're right.
I hate you so much, Jake, because I have to. Yeah. Until I thank you so much. I love you.
It's going to be a real match, I'm assuming. The results aren't fixed. They're really going to
box.
No.
They're definitely going to fight.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
But wrestlers wouldn't, at the end of like cutting a promo on each other, turn to the camera and smirk about it's all scripted, you know?
Right. Yeah, they sell the, you know, if you're trying to promote this fight and sell it,
you
sell it.
Sell the anger, man. People love conflict. They love conflict. So you are going to watch it or you aren't going to watch
no,
it?
No, I probably will. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going
to. I don't want to buy it, though. So where do I go?
Well, I don't think you have to. If you have Netflix, I think you...
Oh, it's on Netflix. Just watch it on Netflix.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Well, hell yeah, I'm watching it.
You're already paying for it, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to eat that donut? Yeah, well, it's in the box that you already bought. Buy it. Eat it. It's there.
Thank
Are you going to watch
explaining
it?
To me how
oh,
Netflix
I am
works.
So going to watch it. I am so going to watch. And actually, listening to you, to Seth, it reminded me of a Richard Pryor bit.
Okay.
So back in the day, some people may not even remember Richard Pryor at this point, but I think most do.
One funny SOB, man.
Yeah. Back in the day, he said that he did a exhibition match with Muhammad Ali, and it was all for fun, you know, and raising money. And he says, when the bell rang, he thought, this SOB is going to have a flashback and I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like he's going to, once the bell rings and Mike Tyson hears it.
Oh, man.
And he's in this mood and he's been training. I'm watching it for the flashback. I'm watching it for the flashback.
Yeah, old Tyson shows up because he's in pretty good shape these days.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's, you know, like with Mayweather versus McGregor, now Tyson was a different type of fighter than Mayweather, but I'm going to be really surprised. I don't know if this turns into a genuine brawl.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you expect to win?
Oh, Tyson.
You do? Okay, because Paul's the favorite right now.
Yeah, great. What are actual boxing people saying?
I don't know. That'll be the project for today. I'm going to go.
Well, Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather, the odds were not nearly what they should have been, and that's where the sharps really took it. The sharps went in on Mayweather because all these people, because Conor McGregor is so good at selling a fight and hyping himself up and everything, people thought that it was going to be more of a contest than it actually was.
Yeah. You watching it, Reggie?
Yeah, man. I will fall a victim to the spectacle, even though, as I cry against spectacle in boxing, right? The true sport is dying because of the spectacle. Sign me up for two tickets. I'm that guy. No, but I'm taking Tyson in this one. Jake Paul lost to Tommy Fury.
Tyson Fury's
less good brother. Jake Paul has the things to be a good boxer, but it feels like he has not gone through the normal route. Like he hasn't gone through the ladder that you typically, the Mike Tyson's punch out ladder where you find yourself getting better over the course of it.
He hasn't fought Bald Bull yet.
Exactly, and you got to do that in order
Glass
to get
Joe.
Your way up there.
Glass Joe.
He keeps booking. He was booking a lot of tomato cans and then, he's booking spectacle.
About Glass Joe.
Glass Joe, man.
And there's one thing we know about Tyson. Tyson can box, man.
He can.
The sharps are actually the ones that favor Paul on this one.
Okay.
There's a lot of jamokes like me, according to the boxing analysts that I've read in the last 3 minutes. It's just jamokes on the street like me that don't realize, hey, Tyson is 60. He's 60. If there's any kind of endurance factor
square.
In this.
Yeah, I am a sucker. A square. He's a square.
Old Iron Mike. His nickname's Iron Mike, you know what that means? Yeah. Hey, you can't batter iron. Nothing beats iron.
I was ringside for Spinks and Tyson, too, I tells you, Mackie, and I saw a fighter out there that was a bulldog. Plus 172, you can get Tyson right now if you want. Paul is minus 210. Those are
Tyson.
The odds. All right, so Reggie Adetula, who spent many years up in Dallas, and I feel like this is a great Reggie week because we got the Cowboys coming up. Got intimate knowledge of that team and all the drama going on right now with Jerry Jones and everything else.
Yep.
So the curtains in Dallas.
Yeah.
Help us out here. They have curtains for that sunlight.
Always have, right? Like obviously, if you have things happening during the daytime or whatever, and you need to black that out, they have that available because those end zone windows, real big, and obviously it lets
a
lot of light.
Do they hang like shades in my apartment where I can just start pulling on a thing and they come down? Or
I believe so. I mean, I would imagine so that they'd have to be installed in that way. Mm-hmm. But this is pure petulance by Jerry Jones. Like they're there. And that you can pull them down or apply them or whatever.
They do.
And this has been a conversation year after year after year when the Cowboys, who, again, always on that Fox NFL America's Game of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
In that late afternoon slate, when that sun can peer in. And yet still, every year, you'll have an instance where Jerry Jones is asked about the damn curtains. And he'll say this. Well, we play the... They have to deal with the sun just like we do.
But here's,
we know where it is.
Here's where I kind of side more with Seth on this.
Yeah.
I got your point. Like, the sun is the sun. I mean, it's there all the time.
Right.
But we live in a world, the Cowboys live in a world in which coaches and general managers and people like Jerry Jones, they practice and plan for the most minute little edge that they could possibly have.
Yeah.
They shine spotlights in the receiver's eyes.
No. What I'm saying, though, is planning for it in terms of
it's going to be
coin
there.
Toss, side of the field, when you're going to have the ball.
Even to the extent maybe with the sun, and I can listen to this, with the sun, where they know from 4:13 to 4:26 is the time where it's
you're not wrong about, yes, the sun is always there, and neither is Reggie. But in a world where the planning is so detailed, I mean, hell. You know, Bill Belichick was talking about the wind. We all saw that video. Oh, and then when the wind goes this way, it's you can undercut the ball and get in. I'm not saying he's Bill Belichick, but I'm saying they plan.
Fair. And I mean, the Cowboys the Cowboys' opponent in that game, the offensive coordinator there, Kellen Moore, played on the Cowboys team. He was a coordinator there. They accounted for it. Yeah. The problem is you can only do so much accounting for the sun is in your eyes, right? Like for that, though.
Well, and keep the broader perspective. Like, let's remember, Jerry is talking about what an advantage it is while responding to a question about his own player blaming it for being an issue.
That's
like, okay,
my point.
You're saying we've got this great advantage. It's like you handed a box of hand grenades to a bunch of guys with no arms.
The only...
You're like, they can't... They're not okay, great. You gave the Cowboys this big advantage. They don't know how to use it, you clown.
The only way it's an advantage is if the other teams don't plan for it, too, because they don't think about it.
Yeah, but you're there every week.
I get it, but like the Eagles could have just as easily planned for the same window of time. They were like Kellen Moore, as we just explained. Like that's where I'm getting uptight about it. Is it's not a home field advantage. It's something both teams can plan for. Mm-hmm. Like a home field advantage is you've got 100,000 people screaming that aren't screaming for the opponent. You know what I mean? So I get it.
Unless
like it's a nuance to the stadium, but it's not a home. Like it's the Green Monster's not an advantage for the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's just
But they build their team around
it. So the Cowboys going out and getting guys with bionic eyes.
No, I'm saying everything is planned for.
But both teams can plan for it. Is sort of my point.
I think it's an extra wrinkle that the opposing teams have to think about a little bit harder, but it's not nearly to the degree of like what Jerry Jones is trying to paint it out. Like Jerry's trying to paint himself out like some genius for basically making a mistake.
He's galaxy-brained
the way they angle the stadium.
Yep. All right. Now I'm hot leaving the stadium, leaving the studio, man.
Don't be. Jerry be talking, bro. Like, that's, he gets the people going. That's what he does.
All right. Seth, I'll see you tomorrow. Antibodies to you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Antibodies. Yeah.
Thank you.
And maybe a Nate Davis. Whatever. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Waiver wire action. Some hot waiver wire action. We'll see. All right. We're done. We're out of time.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.